Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, The Priesthood of Believers. If you were to die right now, how confident are you that you will be granted eternal entrance and acceptance into the kingdom of God? If you don't think you will or are not strongly confident you will, then it is most likely that your life is not prioritized around seeking and doing God's will on a daily basis. Not only that, but you probably are not engaged in the activities of the church, nor are actively seeking or helping to bring others to Christ. Some of the blame you may attempt to lay with the pandemic. But even before the pandemic, your situation probably wasn't much different. The problem is a weakness of faith or belief. First, you are not sure you believe the gospel. And secondly, even if the gospel is true, you're not sure the eternal life promised in the gospel is something you want or desire for yourself, much less someone else. If this is your case, there is still time and hope. Why? Because you aren't dead yet. And you are either reading, listening to, or someone is telling you about this blog post. The more you hear, the better chances that something or someone is going to change your mind. Salvation comes by grace and faith. Grace in that you're not dead, and faith which comes by hearing the good news of the gospel in combination with life experiences that inform us that the gospel may be true. By life experiences, I mean that which we see and observe informs us of the possibility of God. The reason I say maybe is because if we know for sure the gospel is true, we wouldn't need any faith. But those who are confident that if they die right now, their place in God's kingdom is secure, believe, not know, the gospel is true. Not only do they believe the gospel, but they desire to receive what the gospel promises. Therefore, they are willing to do what the gospel demands and are called God's people. They have reason that it is better to seek God and be disappointed than to reject God, to find the gospel is true and end up with nothing. It is better to live forever in obedience than to die eternally in rebellion. But the fear of the flames of hell doesn't motivate believers as much as the thought of everlasting life, joy, and peace in a place and world that's hard to imagine. These are the people God calls a particular treasure, a chosen generation, a holy nation, and a royal priesthood, who have come out of darkness into his light. A people who were unclaimed, unwanted, and unowned, whose end was destruction, but who are now saved from destruction and are joyfully claimed by God himself. A people whose mission and calling is to act on behalf of God to bring God and others together. One of a priest's responsibilities is to offer sacrifices on behalf of others to smooth things out between the people and God. All believers have this holy calling. The Bible describes the people of God as a kingdom of priests. If you aren't feeling very priestly lately, if you are a child of God or hope to be one, you still have time to begin feeling like one. If you haven't listened to the message, be sure to click the link at the top of this blog and invite others also and learn more about why God's people are a priesthood of believers. Be sure to download our mobile app to your phone and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.